Good evening and welcome to the service. Thank you for joining us in worshiping God. Our next song, My Dear Redeemer, sets the stage for the theme of Let This Mind Be In You. The song recognizes that the Word, Jesus, that lived and breathed among us is the one that we are living for. The two songs that follow this My Dear Redeemer are deeply personal songs, but they draw their hope from the second verse of the song, the realization that our Savior experienced both lonely nights and strong temptations.
Oh, Such deference to thy Father's will. So now we have a children's class prepared. And so all the children who would like to get a closer view can come sit in the middle aisle up here. If some of you want to come around up here, I think we'll have plenty of room up here. So you boys in the front, do you want to move to the side? Just keep coming forward. Alrighty, I am. So we have got a story for you, and it's kind of a fun story, but it's also got a lesson to it, and so that's what I really want you to get. And so also after the story, I'm going to have a couple questions about who some of the people in the story represent, and so you can be watching for that, and then I will have some questions afterwards.
A long time ago, in a land much like our own, there was a village, and in the village lived five orphans, a lonely family of fatherless children. They had banded together against the cold. One day, the king learned of their misfortune and decided to adopt them. He announced that he would be their father and would come for them soon. When the children learned that they had a new father, and their father was the king, and that the king was coming to visit, they went wild with excitement. The people didn't know the king. They just thought that all kings wanted to be impressed. So the children began preparing gifts to offer the king. They worked long and hard to be sure the king would approve.
I know what I'll do. I will carve like this wooden sculpture. It'll look really cool, and the king will be proud to put it in his great hall.
I'm going to paint a magnificent painting that captures the beauty of the heavens. The king would surely like to hang such a painting.
I will spend hours practicing my ukulele as a way to impress the king. Certainly, he will like the high quality of music I have to offer.
I think I will study. The king should be impressed with my knowledge.
My hands are clumsy with the knife, and my fingers are stiff with the brush. I don't like to read, and when I open my mouth to sing, my sound is hoarse. I have no gift.
All she had to offer was her heart, for her heart was good. She spent her time at the city gate, watching the people come and go. She would earn pennies to buy food for her brothers and sisters by grooming people's horses or feeding their animals. She took time to pet each pet. She welcomed home the travelers and greeted the strangers. She was full of questions for people because her heart was big and she cared about people. They were all the same to her, the beggars and the rich. She cared for all of them just the way they were.
Could you please teach me to carve?
see I'm busy. You still got a lot to do on this project. The king is coming, you know.
You paint so beautifully.
I know.
Do you share your gift with me?
Not now, the king is coming.
So the little girl went back sadly. She had nothing to give. She returned to her place at the city gate and took up her task of caring for people's animals. After some days, a man in merchant's clothes came to the small town. And with that, the man turns and walks into the little village, searching for those he came looking for. And quite soon, he returned.
Did you find the ones you were seeking?
I found them, but they were too busy for me.
What do you mean?
Well, the first one I came to see was a woodcarver. He was rushing around to complete a task. But he told me to return tomorrow. The other one was an artist. I saw her sitting on a hillside, but some people below said that she did not want to be disturbed. The other was a musician. I sat with the others and listened to her beautiful music, but when I asked to talk to her, she said that she had no time. The other one I saw has left. He's gone to the city to study.
But you don't look like a king.
Well, I try not to. Being a king can be lonely. People act strangely around me. They ask for favors. They try to impress me. They bring me all their complaints.
But isn't that what a king is for?
Certainly, but there are times when I just want to be with my people. To hear about their day, to laugh a bit, to cry some. There are times I just want to be their father.
Is that why you adopted the children?
That is why. Adults think they have to impress me. Children don't. They just want to talk to me. They know that I love them, just the way they are.
But my brothers and sisters are too busy for you?
They were, but I'll go back. Maybe they'll have time some other day.
But, sir, what about me? I have no gift, but I would like to be your child.
My dear, you gave the best gift of all. You gave your heart, your time, your kindness, your love. Of course you'll be my child. I love you just the way you are.
And so it happened that the children with many talents but no time missed the visit of the king, while the girl whose only gift was the gift of her heart became the child of the king.
Yeah.
Alrighty, so there was the story. So, did you all get some things? Do you think that the children's gifts could have impressed the king? No? Yeah, they were too busy trying to impress the king that they missed that he had even came. Who do y'all think the king kind of represents or is kind of like in the story? Who's somebody real? Sabrina? God? Yeah. God is our king, and he's also our father. But you can't get God's love by trying to make him gifts or by trying to do something to be good enough. There's a verse in Romans 5:8 that says, "But God demonstrated his love, his own love for us in this. While we were yet sinners, Christ died for us." So what that verse is saying is that, like, even before we were people who didn't have a big sin problem, that God sent Jesus to die for us. And that's the way it is with us, that God doesn't wait for us to do something good enough. He loves us just the way we are. So you all can go back to your parents now.
Our next setting of songs continues on kind of a personal journey. The mind of Christ was displayed through his service and ultimately through his sacrifice. We recognize our need to accept that gift and then the joy and peace that comes when we do that.
Yeah. Shout out to you. So I don't know about you, but there are certain ways I like to look or think about the Lord. And I enjoyed singing our starting song, Our Father in Heaven, every single program last year. I never got to talk about it in the program because Tony always talked after that song. So, but how the song ends is just incredible. For kingdom, power, and glory all belong to you. I mean, it's forever and ever. I want to scream that at the top of my lungs. I just want to yell it from the rooftops. Because I actually feel that way. I actually feel when I'm surrendered to God, He is Lord of my life. I want Him to decide what happens in my life. And I want everyone else to willingly bend their knee to Him. And you're wondering, why am I talking about that when we're going to sing a different song? That's because this song has a pretty extreme contrast. It talks about the deity of God. And lest we make Him less than He is, this song is not as crazy as it is. It's not as paradoxical. It says sacred head. In second verse it says, noblest brow and dearest, in other days the world appeared when thou appeared. That's the proper response to the God universe that we serve. What is this song talking about? It's talking about Him being wounded, grief and shame, scornfully surrounded. Bliss was all He knew, and He experienced, and we talk all the songs mention blood. I don't like thinking of my God as bloody, but that's the sacrifice He made. The second verse says, mine was the transgression. We're the ones at fault, and He's the one that experienced what we deserved. How crazy is that? And that's why the third verse, we ask, what language shall we borrow? How can we possibly thank Him? The pity He has for us. And we can't but just want to be His. Oh, make me thine forever. And we're only safe if we are the sons and daughters of this amazing God.
Thank you.
the mind of Christ must be lived out in community as well. And so in these next songs, we take a brief look at how that might look in everyday life, and then we turn our attention back to our example.
Thank you. Plenty good room, plenty good room in my Father's kingdom. Plenty good room, so choose your seat and sit down.
We leave you with the promise of God, the blessing of his peace that he leaves with us.
Peace. Well, to the glory of God and appreciation of the chorus, let's give him a hand. Well, thank you very much. It is on, okay. And we anticipate many more times since our names are listed at the bottom here. Numerous things I thought about. Let's see if I can remember a few of them. I guess the thing that kind of grabbed me was all our longings come home to you. And really, in the end, if it's going to be meaningful, that's where it is. And I was noticing that in the title of the first three songs, it's Our Father, and then it's Gracious Spirit, and then it's our and it's My Dear Redeemer. So the Godhead, all are involved in what was brought to us, or given to us, offered to us. The request, the offering to us is a come to the upper room was the one song, and then as the children's lesson illustrated, how do we come just as we are, not with a lot of things to give him, but just to receive what he has to offer us at his terms. All right, one announcement that I have, and then perhaps there are some that you have. There is a sign-up sheet, and I guess we did fail to make this announcement on Sunday, but food needs to be brought for the coming weekend for the youth fellowship meetings, and I see there are a number of names there already, but there are several slots yet that need to be filled for providing food for the fellowship meetings. All right, what other announcements are there? All right, if none, let's stand then for a closing prayer. Thank you, Father, that you've made every provision for us to experience what was sung tonight. And truly, we want to have the mind of Christ, but we are just reminded that what the Lord Jesus did for us, in some ways, it just doesn't make sense that deity could come and experience what he did. But it does because you are an awesome God. You're a giving God, a forgiving God. And so we thank you for what you have brought to us by the Lord Jesus. And we thank you for the gift of your Holy Spirit to guide us. And so now we just pray your blessing on the course in the coming days, and then as we go on tour. And now dismiss us with your blessing, and we pray it in Jesus' name. Amen.